Nowadays, a big buzzword you hear when people talk about technology is the cloud. Increasingly, it's where we store our data, music files, photos, documents. But as nebulous as the cloud sounds, that information still has to live somewhere. Reporter Tracy Samuelson went out to find just where that is.
We tend to think of the internet as out there. We talk about the digital universe, cyberspace, and now the cloud. But it's all a lot closer than you think.
Now we're at 32 Avenue of the Americas.
Michael Mandel is a commercial real estate broker. Until recently, he specialized in renting space to the internet. Well, data centers. Rooms of computers that store and transmit the internet's information.
This building was originally the AT&T Long Lines headquarters, where they did all of their connections between New York and the rest of the world.
In front of us is an Art Deco building from the 1930s. It's housed equipment to send telegrams, then telephone calls, and now the internet.
Now in the age of fiber, in place of copper wiring, you've got data centers and fiber that are running through these buildings. They're now known as carrier hotels, and they allow internet traffic to go from place to place.
Data centers and fiber. These are the physical building blocks of the internet and of the cloud.
Certainly, the cloud is in these data centers. This is the cloud.
So, are you telling me that we're standing in the cloud right now?
I suppose so. To some extent, we are.
It doesn't feel very cloud-like, actually.
No, not so much, although it's not the sunniest day.
The AT&T building is one of a handful of carrier hotels in old telecom hubs in the city. There's one in the Western Union building and another in the former Port Authority offices in Chelsea, now home to Google. And a new data center is opening this fall in that hulking beige Verizon skyscraper in Lower Manhattan. It's the history of these buildings that makes them good homes for the modern internet. Some sit literally on top of fiber lines, meaning a direct connection to the internet. They have high ceilings, heavy floor loads, and enough power to run thousands of servers and the AC needed to cool them. Inside the Western Union building, you can feel the heat coming off the servers as they process millions of requests for information.
You can just hear the bits moving back and forth.
Peter Feldman is CEO of DataGrid, a company that provides data center space in the Western Union building. His company has plans to take over an additional four floors here to meet ever-increasing demand.
These are servers. This is Heineken, actually. So right now, this is processing data here. Each blinking green light is, let's say, maybe a gigabit of Ethernet, which is 1,000 megabytes.
Which is equivalent to?
It's equivalent to, I guess, like a whole high-definition movie, but instantaneously.
Just past Heineken servers, he says, is where the broadcast for the Women's World Cup came through from Germany last year. Downstairs is a connection to China. John Sabe is the CEO of Seattle-based Sabe Corporation. He's currently converting the Ryzen building into a 1 million square foot data center because he says New York City has the greatest density of carriers and network companies in the country, maybe even the world.
You need to have a presence in the New York-Manhattan market because everybody else is there, and you need to be able to hand that traffic off and or provide those services at very low latency or a very quick time frame to the customers in the area.
Financial services, social media, medical companies all need their data at least as fast as their competitors, ideally faster. Being close to other internet carriers is like cutting out the back roads on the information superhighway. Back at the Western Union building, I asked Feldman if he thinks about all that information snaking through the yellow cables that surround him, all those humming servers. He is, after all, standing in a piece of cyberspace, or the cloud. Both, really.
You think about it all the time. I have to. I have to think about how to make it work, how to fix it, because somebody has to be in charge, or at least be responsible.
Because, as we all know, no one is in charge of the internet. For WNYC, from the cloud on Hudson Street, I'm Tracy Samuelson.